Everyone, this is Kathleen Francis, host of Wise Women, and we're very excited today to have a guest we've had on before, because as in my last week's A Wonderful Podcast with Debbie Reynolds, I am focusing in on what we can do in the current situation of our health dilemma. I don't know what else to call it. But anyway, Dr. Anne Consorti, who has been a guest before, who is a wonderful practitioner, has deep passion and desire to run her own practice. And then she opened the doors of Total Health Chiropractic in 89 and never looked back. So she opened the doors of Total Health Chiropractic. And that was in also, she decided to do that in New York and then continued thriving through that into the Mineola area in Mineola, Texas, the Mineola Run Club she's part of since 2018. And she had given us the privilege of her time and expertise in Cottonwood, Arizona. And that was where she did Inner Journey Chiropractic and served all of us, and her, all of her clients are going, "We miss you, Dr. Ann." So she also in 2021 was given the Coach of the Year Award. And so with that, I want to explore a little bit about what that meant. And then we're going to get into what her input will be, focusing on how we can protect ourselves, be strong, and not be at the effect of the current scare tactics that we're starting to see surface all over the place. So with that, Dr. Anne Consorti, thank you for being on Wise Women. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be here. And thank you for that introduction. I do have one little funny clarification. There's a Mineola, New York, which is actually where I was. Is that funny? And there is one in Texas.
I thought it was Mineola, Texas. That's why I was reading it and I was like a little bit confused. Thank you for that clarification. Oh my goodness.
I know, I can hear you. You're like, Mineola, Texas? I thought we were in Arizona before Texas.
Thank you.
So yes, Mineola, New York for years.
Okay. But now what is this? I just saw this Coach of the Year. What was that for, Anne?
So Coach of the Year is one of my hats that I wear is in chiropractic, we have an accountability coaching group and I am one of their coaches. And I guess whatever that year was, I got Coach of the Year.
That was 21.
For, I guess whatever.
A couple of years ago.
21. For the services that I was performing to help other people build their offices and have a reach in teaching others the vitalistic way of life and
yes,
how to avoid sickness and disease. Yeah. So that's all about.
That access point. Yeah. That access of that wonderful aspect of who you are. I was always privileged to, you know, I mean, of course I went in for a physical adjustment, but you always gave me the grace of your input that was always so powerful and so helpful. So, you know, that's an earmark of who you are that we all enjoy and cherish you. So just as a little further update, she now lives in, I never know if I say this right, Nacogdoches? Did I say it right?
Yeah, Nacogdoches, they say. Nacogdoches.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's there in Texas. And she and her husband built a wonderful home there and purchased a 25-acre farm that she, and she has a wonderful podcast. Tell them a little bit about your podcast so that we can also have people tune in to your podcast that you have.
Oh, sweet. Thank you. So the podcast is Health Pedal. And you got to look at our logo because Kathleen made us the cutest, most amazing logo.
Thank you.
For Health Pedal. Yeah. And the podcast is centering on our journey. We bought the farm and how we're stewarding the land to ultimately give back to the community and help others to learn how to be self-sufficient as best as we can to stay out of the food stores as much as we can and depend on ourselves, because there will come a time where we won't be allowed in those food stores unless we, you know, comply with their requests. And we're not about that. So the podcast kind of goes through that, and it's morphed over time because we've taken we've taken an interest in the fact that I help a lot of people still nutritionally. I do a lot of telehealth for nutrition and help people supplement their foods, which we really want people to eat healthy food. However, there is a need for supplements. And I'm noticing that sometimes it's harder and harder to get supplements. But what I just heard, which is so angering, is that the pharmaceutical companies are buying up our supplement companies.
No.
And what that means. Yes. And what that means is that they, one, don't want you to be healthy. We know that, because they don't make money on health care. They make money on sickness and disease care. So they're buying up those. Another aspect of it is they're not going to be the quality that we want them to be. So the main focus, and what I do a lot of my podcasts on now, is I'm in the middle of a series of the top 20 medicinals that you should either grow or have in your home from someone who is organically growing them, like us, or that you have and why. Like, what are their benefits? So that's the focus of the podcast that I've been doing. We also have done some recently on how to make your own tinctures. Like, what is the ratio? How do I measure it? What am I using? Is it the root, the leaf, the flower? So that's our podcast right now. It's an educational, medicinal journey.
Wow. You know, in my shop, one of the things that, you know, I have a lot of jewelry and gemstones and things like that. And someone that had come in a couple of days ago who really knew her gemstones. And one of the books that I have is the Crystal Bible. And in that, it shows you also how to do gemstone tinctures. And Yeah, the Crystal Bible is a wonderful book to have as an asset.
Yeah, I have one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm so pleased to hear that that's the direction of what you're doing. So what's wonderful about you, Anne, is that you have given the opportunity through your podcasts to allow people to go on this journey with you, because, you know, just by being in that conversation and in that presence, other people can see, oh, I could do this, I could do that. I can't do this, but I could do this.
Right.
And that's such a wonderful continuing benefit to people who will listen to your podcast. And that's on Brighteon, correct?
That's on Brighteon, brighteon.com, because they don't like my content on YouTube or Facebook. Which is great. That means I'm on the work.
Absolutely.
Happy to be there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and yes, that is a really good point, because we do, I mean, we do have a farm, we do have a lot of land. However, we also give you ideas of how you can do it if you don't, if you have a balcony, if you only have a window. You know, what are some of the food sources that you might want to grow to help feed yourself? You know, like potatoes and beans and you know, like your butternut squashes. They're all nutrient dense foods that, you know, you could sustain yourself on, and you could grow in a window or grow in a 5-gallon bucket, as well as putting a, you know, raised planting bed on a lot of land. So there's a whole plethora of options, and don't feel trapped or like, well, what's the point? I'll never have that. I live in Phoenix, or, you know, a city, or, you know, I live on a 100-by-40 plot. So you can do anything in anywhere, and just get creative. People plant upwards instead of outwards. So there's a lot of options.
Yeah, I have seen like these hanging tomato plants where they grow down. Is that?
Yeah. Because, and, you know, they say, You go.
Well, I was just saying, I have a tomato plant that I must have done something right, but it's growing so tall that I'm having to put so many things to hold it up because it, you know, the wind is going to blow it over. And they've gotten just huge. And I had no idea, you know, that they were going to get that big.
So yeah, it depends there's different kinds of tomatoes, right? There's the, I don't remember the names right now. This is my husband's category because he's the tomato man. But there's like, I think one's called deciduous and one's called something else. And one of them get really tall and lanky and others get bushy. So you must have the tall and lanky one.
I've got the both. They're growing out of their cages. Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah. However, the plant is growing, but I have like one tomato. So I don't know. I'm doing maybe something wrong. But back to the beauty. I mean, you're saying that even a squash can be, you know, grown in a bucket.
Yeah. And you know what? I had this worm bin and I was really kind of growing, feeding my worms with a lot of benign neglect. Because I kept giving the scraps to the chickens and forgetting about my worm bin. So I put the worm bin outside and I planted a squash plant in it. Now the worm bin has three layers. The bottom layer is like absorbs, collects water, but I leave the valve open now. And then there's a middle layer that's all filled with dirt and the top layer has dirt. And I have a big squash plant growing in my worm bin.
Huh. So you're growing worms.
I'm growing worms to get the soil that's because worm castings, they call it, which is worm poop, is very nutritious for you to put nutrients back into your soil. So we try to use natural things rather than man-made fertilizers to reconstitute. Like on the farm, we have the chickens and the rabbits. And I'll mix that those poops together and let them sit because the chicken poop can get very acidic or hot and let it sit and ferment together. And then we'll take buckets of it and mix it into the different planting beds to put nutrients back into that soil.
I mean, you're going into such wonderful depth about how to do this. Talk about self-sustaining. I mean, Gary Null has been, you know, singing that song for years and trying to encourage people, all the people that, you know, come into his healing retreats. He shows people, you know, how to do sprouting, which is another real easy thing for people to do in their home.
Easy.
And of course we know how nutrient dense, you know, sprouts are of all types. And I mean, he has every kind of sprout from broccoli sprouts to, you know, of course, sunflower and all that, but and radish sprouts. I mean, it's he really does an extensive, you know, whole room full of wonderful sprouts that, of course, then, you know, the people that go to his retreats get the benefit of eating when they come there. And he teaches a class on how to do that, which is, again, something that, do you do sprouting?
We do sprouting, and there's two different versions. One is microgreens, and another is sprouting, right? So I remember on Gary's property, he had that one section where they did the microgreens, right?
Yes.
Which are grown in the soil, and they grow them when they're babies and then cut them, right?
Yeah.
And then I sprout also, you know, and this is very interesting because I have yet to figure out what is the difference between a sprouting seed and a microgreen seed. But when you go onto a site, there's a difference when you buy them. I'm not sure there's a difference in the price. I don't know what the difference is. However, I have broccoli sprouts and I have broccoli microgreens and I haven't mixed the two, but sprouting is, you know, I take a ball jar, right? And I'll put about a teaspoon and a half of seeds in it. Can you put that screen on the top with the
I do that. I do that. Metal. Yeah, I've done that for years.
Right. That would be your sprouting, where you soak them and then you rinse them for three or 4 days, and voila, you got sprouts.
I love the sunflower sprouts and the pea sprouts are my favorite. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's also microgreens, where you could do that with trays of soil and you sprinkle the seeds on top. You put the cover on, you wet it, and then you put the cover on top and they just grow. Got to give them sunlight, but they grow. Yeah. But they're both very nutrient dense, awesome addition to a salad. You can throw them on top of your vegetables. You can put them in your smoothie.
Yeah.
And it adds so much nutrition to your day. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Well, that's just awesome. I mean, whenever you're on the show, I learn so much more about your journey and, you know, the next in-depth thing that you have to share with people, because, you know, most people, they just are, you know, we're busy with our busy lives, and people don't have the, you know, the focus or the time to go into the research that you and your husband, Jim, have done. And you're paving the way for people to really, I mean, you're doing the research, you're doing the demonstration, and then you have your podcast for people to be able, you know, to listen. Now, when is your podcast so people know?
Well, it's not live. So if they subscribe to my channel, I'm Bright Young, they'll get alerted to when I upload one. And I don't do it live right now. So
that's great. So anytime they feel like they want to go check in and see what you're up to, they can.
Exactly.
And they can binge watch your podcasts, right?
Yes, they can. That would be great. And then they can share it too, because we really want people to start educating themselves and not be so uninformed. And just think that the only answer is some drug that our body never needed, never used, and is not even in us. You know?
Right. Yeah.
So, interesting. Interesting.
Yep. Yeah, it's what would we call it? Deprogramming the consciousness, or uneducating people from what the norm has been, for, you know, for most of us, you know, from the time we were little, including crazy vaccines that we got even as kids, and now it's frightening what they're giving to new babies. But, you know, of course, Gary has done so many documentaries on that topic, thankfully.
Right.
And, but now with what I did want to talk to you about now, I mean, they're talking new variant. I don't watch the news now anymore. You know, I just hear about this or that. And I know they're starting now with wanting to do mandates again. And so, you know, a lot of people are in the conversation of just say no. the new slogan that we had for a different purpose. But what can people do from what you know about, in terms of advice in this now new scare tactic that they're putting out there for everybody?
Well, there's a couple of things we can do. First and foremost is non-compliance.
Non-compliance.
Right. Non-compliance. There's no way that you're going to dupe us twice. And we get to stand strong together, and just, you know, the way to do it is to boycott any store that says you have to put a mask on to come in. Or, I mean, they're mandates, they're not laws, they can't arrest you, but we can choose not to shop there, which is why it's so important to help ourselves be self-sufficient. And I mean, it is just a fear scare tactic, and they're working on the people who literally, to me, have been pulled away from God. right? I mean, God says, fear not, 365 times in the Bible. I am with you as long as you walk in my path, right? And so they get you when they start telling you, well, this is going to get you and that's going to get you. And we don't get sick from the outside in. We get sick from the inside out. And it's all about healing above down, inside out, and keeping our insides healthy. So our combat and our mask would be to support our immune system, have a robust immune system. And the other combat would be to make sure that you are moving and exercising each day. I mean, you don't have to go run a marathon and you don't have to be Arnold Schwarzenegger in the gym, but you got to move, you know, and circulate the blood and clean out the lungs. And, you know, even if it's just walking around your house or digging a hole to plant a tree, like, that's amazing. But we really have to find the communities and work together, because they want us in 15-minute cities under their ruling, tyrannical, communistic thumb to tell us what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. They want us beholden to them. They don't want you to think for yourself. And so they're coming after us one more time and again and again and again until they get what they want. And they're not going to get it, because we know the end of the story, and they don't win. They just don't. So,
yes, ma'am.
That's what I say.
Well, I know another thing that you do in support of your position about life. You have your Bible study that you have on your Sunday nights. And a little shout out to all the ladies out there who are all part of that group and very supportive and consistently there. And, you know, I can pop in once in a while. But, you know, I know I hold you guys dear each. I look at my clock and I go, oh, they're there. They're doing their Bible study. I did have a wonderful one here on Thursdays that I'm able sometimes to attend as well. But I know that, you know, from your point of view, it's all about your connection to the divine, God, whatever way that people want to think about it. There's no denominational anything when it comes to the generic God. And, I have friends that denomination, and I've watched the way that they conduct the good guys in my life, and I watch the way they conduct themselves with that connection, whatever their label is, doesn't matter. And that's the pursuit, search for that connection, our daily connection to Source, God, whatever name we want to call it, you know. That's the way we honor ourselves and the creator that made us, you know?
Right. Yes. Yes, exactly. And you know what was interesting that I became aware of that really helped me understand something is I was listening to some pastor talk, and he talked about the story in the Bible. Well, the Bible is not a story. It's God's plan. It's God's plan for the future. It's God's plan for the coming kingdom to be here on earth and to wipe out the evil on the earth. And when we dive into the Bible, we can understand the plan. And when you understand the plan, you have no fear, right? And if you truly have that connection, whether I'm here on this earth or waiting for the kingdom to come while I'm asleep in my grave or whatever happens afterwards, what difference does it make? And when you release yourself of that, it makes it so much easier to be in each moment in the day. And what does the devil want to do, right? If he can't make you evil, he tries to make you busy. And if you're so busy, you're missing the moments, you're missing the God moments, because God only exists in the here and now. And I think We have to remember that. And when they try fearing us, what are you thinking about when you have this fear on your mind? You're not thinking about how beautiful the trees are, or the weather, or the fact that it can rain and that it can snow, or that today I'm going to walk and there's a breeze and it feels amazing, or any of those simple little things, or just watch a bird and think, how could there not be something greater than us that's got this organized plan and who knows all and sees all? I mean, that's God or Yahweh himself who divinely guides each and every one of us. What does it say? He knows every hair on your head. I mean, like, that's crazy to think about. And when you can really align with that, there's your peace, even in the midst of the storm. Right?
Interesting terms that you're using. Very. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, of course, we always hear, stick to the plan. Stick to the plan. And, yeah. I mean, sometimes simple terms that we use in our conversations, I think sometimes elude us as to the depth of what it does mean, you know, being in the moment.
The reality. Yeah. What do they call that? The sod meaning or the hidden meaning, right? Mm. I mean, there's the nice parable of the 10 coins and dispersing them. But when you know the deeper meaning of that, where it's talking about the scattered 10 tribes and how they're going to come back together when the king calls them back, that's the deeper meaning that we're looking for. And that the more you dive into the plan, the more you can see that.
Well, I know that that's something that you always bring into the conversation when you're, you know, picking up the Bible and taking a passage. I know that that's something that you have a passion for and an education that you have, you know, developed in order to deliver these insights that might be a little bit lost or not, or misinterpreted with, you know, what that can be all about. I don't know, but yeah. Wow.
Well, you get that divine guidance, right? That's where you can get wisdom, I suppose. And
unwise women.
Yes. Wisdom on wise women. And that can give us wisdom.
Yes.
One of those books from that Apocrypha, where you have Enoch, Jasher, and Jubilees. I can't remember exactly which one. I think it was in Jasher, which they don't have chapters. So I can't, you know, and I'm not really good at quoting verses. I just like to understand the hidden meaning. I don't need to be able to spit out verses. I think memorizing doesn't do me anything.
Right. I know there are people that memorize.
There was one section. Yeah. There was one section that said, I guess it was Enoch, who's the grandfather to Noah, was teaching Noah and said, you need to write down all the, or one of the angels, I don't have the story correct, but here's the gist of it. Let me get past that, because that's not really important. I hate when you get down that rabbit hole of things that don't matter. The gist of what was said was, write these down. There is a plant for every disease that man can come up with.
Really?
And that's apparently, yes. And apparently Noah wrote the book. I don't think the book exists. If it does, it hasn't been uncovered. But when I read that, I'm like, that is my mission. I am going to find out what plants help with what disease. Because, right? I mean, every plant.
You guys are so good. And if anybody can do it, that would be you. Because when you were here and then you decided you'd go and start, you know, playing with clay. And pretty soon, I mean, you guys, you and Jim started, you know, cranking out all of this extraordinary work with, you know, pottery and clay and things that you created. And I thought, My gosh, you took it on like you it was spoken that it was your hobby, but
our new mission.
you're but when you get into doing something, get out of the way. You I mean those huge pots that you made on one of the projects that you had, and I'm like going, oh my God, I dabble with this and that, and I had fun doing it with you, but when you guys take something on, it's like you can count on the depth of what you're going to find and deliver it to the rest of us. So I'm certainly looking forward to, the mission of what you just disclosed. And the next time that we can get together on Wise Women, maybe we'll have just a focus entirely on that because that sounds awesome.
It is awesome. And every day you discover something new. And I'm going to swing back to that in one second. The pottery and us diving into things. I think a lot of that happens, in all honesty, is because we don't have a TV. So you fill your time with reading books,
You and
filling
Jim don't
yourself
have a
with knowledge,
television
and
set.
being creative.
You
We
don't.
don't have a television set in this.
How did I not know that? Oh my God. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
So we had a TV in the back room that was really used as a monitor so Jim could watch football before it went rogue. And when we moved here, we gave that TV away and we have not a single TV in this house. Of course, we have
Wow.
computers that could suck us in. I don't do that. However, so you can get a lot of creativity done in a day when you're not in front of that, what do they call it? The boob tube. Right? I mean, think of
Yes,
the amount of
ma'am.
hours, whether it's TV or your little old phone that sucks you in, just scrolling through Facebook. You'd be on there for an hour and not even know it. It just, and they know it. It sucks you in, and I'm not playing, so I don't do that. So yesterday, yeah. So now listen to this, because we'll talk about plants, and I'm now coming back to Noah and the book and the plants and how they work. So we went probably last winter. We went into Louisiana to this guy's house. He's got a bed and breakfast, and he's a botanist. He used to teach at Louisiana State University. He's a wealth of knowledge, and you can go on his property in the dormant season and dig up saplings. He puts it out there for anyone. So we went. We were the only ones there with him. And it was a wonderful day, and he's amazingly knowledgeable to be able to tell you what the plant is when it's dead. Like, that's amazing to me. However, he's got this email thread that you can get on. His name is Dr. Alan Charles, and it's the plant of the day. And there's so many plants that I've been on this list now for a year. He's never done the same plant twice. But anyway. Yesterday we were on the farm and there was this plant, and it's like technically would be called a weed, but it has this cute little yellow flower, and we were pulling out things around it over the course of the past couple of weeks. And I looked at Jim yesterday and I said, "This thing is so cute. I don't have the heart to pull it. We're just gonna leave it." He goes, "I thought the same thing." Well, that night I go home and the plant of the day is that plant, because I
No
take
way.
pictures. And with your phone, you can, yeah. And it's called Pseudorhombifolia. Now, this is just one example. Here's what this plant does. Let me get to it. It's
Oh
one
my
plant.
gosh.
It's like a, wait, where is it? Let's see. Wait, here we go. And this woman that said she had ID'd it after pulling it out as a weed for many years and then finally realized what it was. And you can tea with it, you can powder it, you can tincture it, you can make capsules, you can do all the different things, right?
Oh no, with that one
It's a
plant?
powerful,
No
with the one
way.
plant, you can do that with all herbs. You can make them in all different ways, right? But I think the longest lasting preservative is when you tincture it, because it's infused, the alcohol infuses it out, and then it sits and it stays preserved. But that one plant is antibiotic, antiviral, antimicrobial. It's effective against TB, E. coli, salmonella, pneumonia, malaria, whooping cough, UTIs, bronchitis, and other respiratory illnesses. It's so crazy. Hepatitis, dysentery. Yeah. It's an adaptogen, which means it helps balance the body and keep everything normally functioning.
Oh, my God. Will you please send me a picture of that? It's probably in my yard.
I will send you a picture.
Yeah.
I know. Well, this happens all the time. So it's really important that we learn what's right in our yard, because that happened to me earlier in the season with that Carolina geranium. There was this weed all over the place. And I'm like, there's so much of this. There has to be a reason for this. And nature, I know. And it was the same thing, like antibiotic, antimicrobial. It was like this wonder plant. And it was everywhere. So I harvested it and tinctured it.
Damn.
But
that's amazing.
It's so crazy.
So that, you know, amazing. It's like,
and nature has
about it. Yeah. That got these, you know, things growing that people think are weeds, and we're, you know, pulling them out because they're not supposed to be there, you know. It's so interesting.
Yeah. A weed is only a weed when it's a plant that's where you don't want it. Otherwise, it's not a weed.
Wow. And I wonder if that's true about, you know, different parts of the country, if, you know, certain plants grow and others don't.
Yeah. Of course, because there's different zones, right? Not all plants grow in all zones. Some plants like warmer, some plants are adapted to colder.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't grow an orange tree outside in Michigan. It wouldn't survive. It would freeze to death in the winter, right? It's not made for that.
Yeah, right. Hmm. Interesting. Yeah.
It's so fascinating. And
it is fascinating.
And our soil will bring up different plants, or i.e. weeds, in order to help balance itself. And that's why sometimes you might have a whole bunch of dandelions, which again is another weed the whole plant is so highly medicinal, it's crazy. And balance, for instance, it's a powerful diuretic and it contains a ton of potassium.
Look at God go. I love that term. Look at God go.
You may have like a ton of dandelions one year in a section, but that's because it's giving back to the soil something that was taken out of it. And then the next year or two, whenever it's balanced, you'll have a lot less. Nature just balances itself. Hmm. And man gets in the way.
Oh.
We do.
Yeah. Sadly, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Jeez.
So, so some tools, what can someone do for themselves?
Yeah, right.
I mean, easily speaking, you can sprout.
Yes.
Or grow microgreens, right? That's a start there. I mean, you just need one bowl jar with the mesh top, whatever that stainless cap is.
That you can get at the health food store or maybe hardware store. I don't know.
The hardware stores.
Yeah, I've had mine for years, so you know.
Right. Yeah, they're out there. You can just put cheesecloth over the top and put a ring on it. You don't even have to get fancy. Yeah, it has to breathe.
Or a rubber band. It's doable.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So
all those jars that people get with mayonnaise or pasta sauce or whatever.
They can do that, or the canning jars. Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And another thing you can do is you can just go get one of those 5-gallon buckets, drill some holes in the bottom, fill it halfway with dirt, put some seed potatoes in there, or cut the eyes off of your potatoes and plant them eyes up, fill the dirt on it, put it outside up a little bit and water it, and you'll get
any chunk of a potato with the eye up, correct?
Yes.
Yep. You don't have to put
it. You want a good, half inch thick of it so that it has some substance to grow from.
How do you mean? You mean
so when you have the eye at the end of the potato, you want to cut off about a good quarter to a half an inch of potato with the eye, not just the eye.
Right. Yeah.
Then you want it to sit on the counter for overnight so it dries out a little bit. And then you plant it and put it in. Yeah. And then you get a bucket of potatoes. And I mean, sweet potatoes are a little, they take a little bit longer to get going, but once you get them going, they're so easy. And like, and sweet potatoes are a bit higher in nutrition and fiber than your regular Yukon Gold or whatever potato you're using. But the sweet potato needs, slips. That's what they're called. Not okay. Sprouts. They need okay. A slip. So, you know, when you put the toothpicks in your sweet potato and hang it in the ball jar and fill it with water and it grows roots and then it starts growing leaves?
Right.
That's how you make slips. But you don't even need the roots to come out of the vine. And I did this year because I wanted to see, because I saw it, that I just took a vine and I cut the one vine into like four or five different pieces. I let it grow really long all over my counter. And I just stuck it in the dirt in a planting bed, and they look like they're dead because they fall over and look dead until they start growing their roots. And if I tell you, one of the planting beds are like 7 feet long by 3 feet wide. It's completely full, and the vines are out of that planting bed and moved into the next planting bed. And that's all I started it from. And when they start getting out of the bed, I cut them and stick them back in more dirt, and more potatoes grow. It's amazing.
Wow. So that is you could do awesome.
That. Yeah. But you can do that in a bucket too. I've grown sweet potatoes in buckets.
Wow.
It's so, yeah.
Huh. And it must be so much fun to, you know, pull a potato or two out for the supper. And how fresh is that? I mean, that's like, there's nothing more fresh and I'm sure more nutritious than, and something with your energy in it.
Because
Gary always says everything is energy. And so, you know, I know so much that is so true because, you know, our energy that's put into something that we grow has our signature in it. You know, Rampa always would talk about that when I would go to the Rampa School of Enlightenment. He would say, and I figured that out with, the recipes from our family. And I'd say, I don't understand why Grandma would make this very simple oil and vinegar salad. We'd watch her do it and we'd try to copy it because it was so simple, but it always tasted so good. And when we do it at home, it didn't taste the same. And I figured out, oh, that's what Rompa was talking about. Her signature of her essence, her energy was in that salad. And that's what made it taste different and better than anything that we could do because it wasn't Grandma's energy in it.
Exactly. And, you know, to give back and be thankful for what you have. I know when I'm picking, like, we have a bunch of purple peas and black eyed peas and lima beans growing. As I'm picking them, I'm like thanking the plant, like, thank you for growing this.
Oh, what a good idea.
Right. And when I look at that sweet potato bed, I'm like, you are so amazingly gorgeous. This is beautiful. And it is that energy that we give out. And they're breathing. They, you know, I can't say they have a spirit, but they're alive. There's that energy connection to them. And as you love your plants, I mean, who was that? Matsui, the water guy. Remember?
How and the other one that did had put
plants.
He put little electronic clips on the plants to see that they had emotion, you know?
Yes. Right. And remember, even with the water, like some water he would like swear at and then breathe it.
Yes.
And they make really ugly crystals. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why, you know,
when
I
do that with plants, they swore at one plant, and didn't take care of it, and love the other plant.
And they're just like, because every day with my dogs, you know, I kiss my dog's forehead and I say, I love you, I love you, I love you, because I know words have power. And so, you know, that's how I, you know, create them as receptors for, you know, he talks about, or one of them talks about, you know, the fact that I guess we're 80% water. So when we speak into a live entity, animal or human, we're speaking into that part of them that is liquid and water. And that is causing that same impact that it does on the water, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, and interestingly enough, we also, you know, have that love. And I think when we're doing that to God's creations, He is glorified in there, right?
Oh, thank you for bringing that part into it. Yes. Yes, so much so. You know, because occasionally I talk about that spiritual transmission that I had so many years ago. And I would say that the essence after, you know, they showed me all these interesting things that at the time didn't make sense when I came back into third dimensional reality. But now everything I was shown there is happening today. Frequency medicine and light and speaking into what they showed me to do about every part of your body. And the primary, you know, overall essence of that transmission was to have a deep love, appreciation, and acceptance of myself. And that, above all, glorified our Creator.
Yes. Yeah. To just appreciate what is given to us, what we have, how it works. I mean, even like with the chickens, you know, if you think about it, like that God thought of making a chicken that could lay an egg without having to be fertilized to give us food is crazy.
Yeah.
And then when we go harvest the eggs, we're like, thank you for the eggs, chickens.
Yes.
You know, it's just a big circle how connected and how well supplied we are all around us, and how far industrialization has taken us from that.
Amen.
We expect to go to the food store, find whatever food we want, whether it be grown in Brazil or Italy, and expect it there. And when it's not there, we throw a little hissy fit. It's like crazy, you know? Yes. And I think about it like when it was, we didn't get rain for 2 months. I'm like, we have water. We have city water that we can water our plants with. Like if that was without water, like we would have starved to death unless we had stores. Yeah. You know, because the plants would have died. Like we take so much for granted today. And and I think that we've gotten to idolize so many other things that we're being brought back to the simplicity of life. And that's where we got to go.
Yes. I think that,
the simplicity of it.
Yeah. I mean, everything that you're doing speaks to what you just said. Now, you know, we only have about 10 minutes left of our show today, but you know, what about, you know, the virus scare? I mean, what can people do and what supplements are still available? I mean, I was not happy to hear what you said, that the pharmaceutical companies are buying up our wonderful nutritional products companies. Probably some of the smaller ones are going to be the ones that still have viability. You know, some of the smaller companies, you know, I know Gary's company, he really makes such effort to find, you know, the best ingredients. And I doubt very much that he would allow to be five pharmaceutical companies.
Please, no, there's no way. But your Solgar, your Nature's Way, your you know, those companies that people, but see, you or I, and probably many of the people on this podcast wouldn't buy that, but a lot of people do.
Yes.
And they're not going to be able to get that. And so we have to provide for that emptiness. And I mean, what I would do is always stay on something that supports my immune system and balances my gut. And that looks like an echinacea, right? An echinacea will support the immune system as well as balance the gut. An oregano oil a few times a week is amazing. Of course, you need your minerals, right? Minerals look like your calcium, magnesium, potassium. You would get that in like an electrolyte.
Yes.
Not Gatorade. You know, you want something with a good quality, and read your labels because they put fillers in. But highly nutritious foods that you could eat would be purslane, alfalfa, all of your sprouts, all of your microgreens. They're going to have all of those nutrients in them. And so you can get it from those. And then, of course, the biggest thing, I know everyone talks about ivermectin, hydrochloroquine, that can help against these coronaviruses, but so does wormwood. And my thing is, ivermectin works right now. However, it's made by a pharmaceutical company. And what are they going to do? Right?
Oh, no.
Well, it always was. It always was. So I think, what are the fillers that they're putting in there? I don't trust them as far as I can blow a candle out. So, I hate to be like conspiracy freaked out, but when it comes to pharmaceutical companies, the medical profession, they don't want us healthy. So what do I do instead? I would do an anti-parasitic, which would be like your artemisinin, which is wormwood. I'm sorry. So wormwood, artemisinin is the active ingredient of the wormwood plant.
Yes.
But wormwood itself is great. You know,
well, what about standard like brands? I know you use standard brands a lot. Tell me that they haven't been purchased.
No, Standard Process is still privately owned. It's been family owned for eons. I think they're on 100 years now. And I don't think they're going anywhere unless, you know, some disaster hits their fields, because they have 650 or maybe even more acres of organic farm where they source not most of their product from.
Yeah, and that can be one of the attacks that these SOBs can do. If you don't sell to us, we'll, you know, send a hurricane your way. All right. So
exactly.
Yeah. Are there companies that you would recommend?
Well, so far, but you can't quote me because I didn't do my due diligence and I didn't do my research, but I believe the Now company is still a good product, although their products aren't necessarily organic. So Standard Process is a great company that you can sometimes source it online. It's not always up to date. I don't know. I think they're a little different now, but when I first started, they only sold through doctors. So their quality is there. So I don't know exactly where they are now, which is, again, why, you know, competition, Amazon just sucks the life out of these companies that are trying to do the right thing and keep their quality up.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm growing and creating medicinal. So what people can also do is look out. Our website is coming. It's in the process of being built. It's healthpedal.org. And we'll have our medicinals. In the meantime, there is the Homegrown Herbalist. And you can, I think it asks, how did you get to us? And you can put in my name, Ann Consorti.
And spell your last name, sweetie. Spell your last name for everybody.
C is in Charlie. Yeah, C is in Charlie, O-N, S is in Sam, O-R-T-E.
And what was that other thing? Where did you suggest? What was it that you suggested?
It was the homegrown herbalist. He's my herbal mentor because I have a certificate as a clinical herbalist. Yeah,
okay.
I guess that's the title.
And put your name in there. And that'll access people.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing is people can shoot me an email, healthpedalorganic@gmail.com, and they can call in for a consultation.
So you are still doing that. You're not consumed with your farm.
I am.
Okay.
Yeah. And the initial consult is $175, but if you mention this podcast, it'll be $125.
Oh, honey, thank you. That's wonderful.
And then we can get you on a specific designed protocol for you rather than just a general version, because everybody's different.
Yes. That is so true.
Right?
Yes.
And that's one of my goals, is I want to be able to formulate and tincture custom supplements for people.
Yes.
After checking them, because I do muscle reflex testing, which I also teach to other chiropractors on how to clinically design specifically for each patient, depending on their condition.
That's
their
so
body's
important.
Need. Yeah.
Well, anybody right. that gives you a call and has the privilege of your wonderful support is going to be mightily blessed, I can tell you from my own direct experience. So we're at the end of our show. I could certainly go on and on with you, and we'll have you on again whenever Sweet. It's, able. Everybody stay tuned for a different angle with our wonderful Kyle and Rodney, and always has a good show after this. And so again, Anne, I thank you so much for being our guest today on Wise Women. And make sure that, you guys replay any of the things that you need on ways to be in touch with Dr. Anne. So, Anne, thank you, sweetheart. I really appreciate you. Miss you like crazy. And thanks again for being on Wise Women. You take good care.
Well, thanks for having me. You too. Bye-bye for
now. Bye-bye. And everybody, see you next week. Bye-bye for now.